Blog Talk Radio.
Whenever you need me.
Happy, happy, happy Friday, everybody. You are tuned in to Wayne's Views. It is August 24th, 2018. It's feeling good this Friday. We just got to get some things situated over here in the studio, so we're just going to go ahead and play some commercials, get y'all familiar with some of our sponsors. So just stay tuned and bear with us, and we're going to be right back.
For the 2018-2019, man. All my real niggas in attendance, man. Stand tall, my nigga. All the bad bitches in here, I see y'all too, man. All I ever wanted was a bag, man.
And hit you with that hot lava. No fuck niggas around me, it's just a lot of shotters. Hop about that minivan with choppers, cook you like a robber. Your bitch knocking on my post, boy, you need to watch it. Or I'ma check that pussy out like a fucking doctor. Play roles on a bitch, I deserve an Oscar. She say that she wanna kick, but I don't play soccer. If I hit it, then forget it, then I can't holler. I'm too busy chasing after the almighty dollar. You think I forget all them days that you play me fuck? Bitch, you thought that I forget that you a fucking duck. Before I fuck with you, I walk in front of speeding trucks. I used to care, but now Hardy don't give a fuck. The gang is nigga, I never give it up, and I'ma chase after these millions so we can live it up.
All I ever wanted was a bag. Diamonds on my wrist and designer on my ass. Yo bitch on my dick, cause she see I'm getting cash. She want me to take it slow, but I'm living too fast. All I ever wanted was a bag. All I ever wanted was a bag. All I ever wanted was a bag. Diamonds on my wrist and designer on my ass.
All I ever wanted was a check. Jordans on my feet and diamonds hanging from my neck. Been styling from the jump, so the streets show me respect. Ain't no combo for a nigga talk to the set. Instead of help these niggas hate, cause that's what they do best. And I'll be at these niggas' throat like a crew neck. Already hit your sister, now your little boo neck. And on the strength, the hardest you gon' get a whole crew neck. I only speak the real nigga, I don't never flex. I be moving weight like I'm working on my quadriceps. I don't fuck with broke niggas, it's a disconnect. And I don't fuck with broke hoes neither, cause that shit's a mess. Niggas trying to buzz kill, but I ain't coming down. So if you ain't gang gang, then don't come around. You freeze up, you dying too, we don't fuck around. Pull up in the hood near you with 100 rounds.
Commercial is sponsored by Mika Michelle, who is a bedroom candy consultant. No matter if you're looking to pamper yourself, add a little spice in the bedroom, or explore intimacy with your partner, their award-winning line of high-quality bedroom accessories has something for you. Yes, you. And shipping is fast, secure, and discreet. Please visit her website, bkbymika.com, or call 330-780-0010. To place an order from the Bedroom Candy line or to host your very own Bedroom Candy party. Again, that's bkbymika.com or 330-780-0010. And please be sure to tell her Ear Candy Radio sent you.
Columbus, Ohio. Once again, it's time to get litty in your city with the Breakaway Festival. Prime Social Group and Matt Fire Stadium presents the 2018 Breakaway Festival. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 24th through 26th. Breakaway for this must-see event with performances by Halsey, Odessa, Griffin Live, Kweli.
Young dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young dumb, young.
Jaden Smith.
I am just an icon living. Icon living.
And the Migo.
Like I talk it, walk it, walk it, like I talk it, walk it, walk it, like I.
Don't be salty, you missed one of the hottest festivals of the year. For more info, check us out at breakawayohio.com and prepare to break away from work, break away from kids, break away to the Ohio Music Festival.
You know what it is.
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, you know what's up.
Know what's up.
Roll up a stack, dang, nigga.
Dang, nigga.
Yeah, yeah. She said she fuck with us because we run it up. But you can't fuck with us because you don't touch it, no. That Draco with a curry, what he running from? We just pulled a four green and we drunk it up. Gang shit, pussy, yeah, you know what's up. And your BM in my DM says she tryna fuck. And I be getting to that money like I'm in a rush. Sipping up that dirty, really fucking nigga vision up.
It's Stacks Dame, bitch, I'm really out here chasing chicken. And I ain't fucking with no niggas that ain't tryna get it. Nigga play crazy with us and we gon' flip it. Like my nigga 500 Hardy, I keep the strizzy. Disrespect the bag with it, put 8 grams in it. Little bitch on my dick, shit, I might hit it. You know I keep it in the hood, pass her to my nigga. Never talk down on a nigga, that ain't how I'm living. These niggas really be hating, don't wanna see me winning. Me and Rolla, we been rocking to some little niggas. We 90s babies, but we shady like we from the 80s. And I keep 4 pockets full like I'm little baby. Never let a nigga play me or speak on my name. Bitch, I pull up with that stick like I'm Slaughter Gang. You can call me Leon Phelps cause I fuck your man. Hit her off the perk, 10s, have her screaming my name. She done fucked around and called her nigga Stacks Dame. Woke up to 100 face, shit, it's a good day. And this shit we smoking really coming from the bay. Hit a nigga, baby. Baby mama send her on her way.
She said she fuck with us because we run it up. But you can't fuck with us cause you don't touch it, no. That Draco with a curry, what he running from? We just pulled a full green and we drunk it up. Gang shit, pussy, yeah, you know what's up. And your BM in my DM says you tryna fuck. And I be getting to that money like I'm in a rush. Sipping up that dirty, really fucking nigga vision up. Had to put him in his place, they say that nigga tripping. Got them 40s, Eric Chloe, get them bitches in it. Ain't got time for them hoes, I'm busy chasing chicken. Look at them different, they went missing when I hit that brick. Bust her down, she told me this something she tryna brag about. Time until I'm busting on my daddy, son, I'm catching out. Roll up the stacks, dang, we them niggas who they acting about. Ain't shit in them pockets, broke nigga, that's what they laughing about. Feeling silly niggas, say my name and we get with you. Drop the ticket on his head, that nigga snitching. Get it raw to throw it in the blender, had to remix it. We blowing cookie in his hemp, it ain't no seeds in the stream, nigga. If you run off, then you can keep it. Get the hoe you love off some perkies and make her eat it. She swallowed all my kids, but my name, she ain't need it. Told that hoe keep going while I'm trying to get this tree lit. In too deep, I let that tripe life. Just smack the chin on that fatty like 2 high fives. Shots fly. If them niggas talking down on my side, I try to stay flexing on them, they call me Popeye. She said she fuck with us because we run it up. But you can't fuck with us cause you don't touch it, no. That Draco with a curry, what he running from? We just pulled a full green and we drunk it up. Gang shit, pussy, yeah, you know what's up. And your BM in my DM says you tryna fuck. And I be getting to that money like I'm in a rush. Sipping up that dirty, really fucking nigga vision up.
Yeah, that was Dame Stacks, F with us. Fuck with us. That was one of our sponsors here on Ear Candy Radio. Yeah, we actually have an artist today who we're going to interview who's online with us, The Kid Next Door. I haven't really been able to look at everything that was sent to me about this artist, but I was able to touch bases with her over the phone, and she seems like a pretty cool person. I'm excited to be speaking with her from Tallahassee, Florida. Let's go ahead and get her online. The Kid Next Door, welcome to Wayne. How you feeling this Friday?
Hello, I'm feeling all right. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for being with us this Friday.
Thank you for having me.
No problem, no problem. So go ahead and introduce yourself to the people. Tell them who we're talking to. And actually, The Kid Next Door, I want to know how that name came about.
Well, hello, everybody. You're talking to Alyssa, a.k.a. the Kid Next Door. I came about this name mostly because for a while, well, for one, I'm short. I'm only 5'1". So all throughout high school, a lot of people sometimes when they see me, they'll be like, oh, hey, kid, or something like that, just out of random. It became kind of like a nickname, so to speak. And so I really had a big thing for, like, Party Next Door. Like, I still love his music for, like, I don't know. I just love it. So it was just kind of like one day I was thinking I was going to just go with the kid, but then I was like, I like the Kid Next Door because I'm kind of like, you know, I'm just that person. Like, I'm the kid next door. Like, hey, you know? So.
The Kid Next Door. Now, what exactly, what kind of music are you into? Go ahead. We touched bases on it. You told me a little bit about your music genre, so you like some dislikes. But go ahead and tell the viewers what it is that you actually do.
Okay, well, I like all types of music, but me, myself, I produce, but I also engineer myself as well as write everything. But my style, preferably, I don't even really put myself in a corner or a category, to be honest with you. I prefer to say I'm versatile, to be honest with you. I can really do any type of music and kill it, and it'll sound right. I love trap music. I love music that you can just vibe to. You know, you don't even really have to have a style, just something that makes me feel good, something I can relate to.
Right. Now, who are you musically inspired by?
That's a good question. I would say my drive of the level of artistry I would want to go for is Whitney Houston. And I know that's very different from the style that I have, but that is one of my favorite artists, to be honest with you. And a lot of my influences also come from Travis Scott and Tory Lanez, who are also two of my favorite artists.
Tory Lanez, Travis Scott. So how did you feel when Miss Whitney passed away? And then shortly after that, her daughter mirrored her saying that. How did you feel about that?
I was so sad. I was so sad. To be honest with you, to this very day, like, I just recently went to the movies and saw the recent Whitney movie they just put out. And I just think now, and I'm just like, I really wish she was still alive.
So if you had two artists to pick your body,
can you repeat that?
If you had two artists that you could collaborate with right now, who would those artists be?
Two artists that I would do a song with?
Yep.
I would do a song.
You want Jason to come here with you? I don't want to sit in the car.
I would do a song with either Travis Scott or I don't really know a second person right now, to be honest with you, off the top of my head.
Everyone's to write me right now telling me to go live.
Oh, yeah, JP just told me that also. They want you to go live.
We're working on it. Now, is there any artist that you do not like?
That I do not like?
That you do not like your music?
I would say, well, I've just now started listening to Kodak a little bit. I still really don't like his voice sometimes because it annoys me. I know a lot of people probably, like, really hate that I just said that, but his voice at some point in time, I get tired of hearing it, and that's just honesty. I really used to love Nicki Minaj, especially, like, when I was in, like, middle school, high school, stuff like that. But as of late, not even as of late, recently and kind of a few years back, I can't really go with her anymore like I used to.
So you think more so Team Cardi over Nicki?
For her personality, I would say Cardi over Nicki because Cardi is more humble. I can deal with somebody that's humble enough to say, you know, they don't feel like they're the best, like they're the baddest and the top, but at the end of the day, they can give other female rappers and other female artists credit instead of trying to overshadow.
Right.
I feel like as an artist, you should have some type of humility.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what goals do you have in the industry? What goals do you have for yourself in the entertainment?
My goals for the industry, well, my life in the industry would be to never let anyone compromise my style or anything that sets me in stone. I don't want anyone to try to change me. I don't plan to even try to change myself unless it's for the better. Also, my goal is to spread a certain type of music to where it changes the mindsets of especially like some of the younger kids, because a lot of the music right now, especially that I know the younger generation listens to, I've heard it, and a lot of it doesn't even make sense. So for me, I can vibe with the beat. The beat might be lit, but the artists themselves, they're not talking about anything. And I feel like as an artist, people are just trying to look at it as, oh, let me rap and just make some money, and I'm just going to say whatever. As for me, I'd rather rap, make the money, and be able to relate to the people that are listening to my music. I want you to be able to feel something. Of course, sometimes, you know, it's good to party, it's good to vibe out, but sometimes it's good to hear some music to where you can sit there and ride in your car or sit in your room and do your homework or whatever the case may be, and this person is making sense to you. This person relates to you. The music makes you feel good.
Right.
I'd rather be positive. I want to be a positive influence.
I love it. So what's it like working under the direction of JP?
You know, we just started working together. So far, it's been great. I haven't had any problems with him. He's a man of his word, and that's one thing I appreciate, especially with before me even meeting him, the people and the things I was going through with concerning my music and trying to get my music heard, as well as trying to just network in general. You know, people made it
right.
Very difficult. And sometimes when you have the wrong people around you, you may not be that negative light, but they are. So people judge you from that. And that's one thing I also realized.
So how did you meet him? How did you guys come in contact?
One night, just randomly, I decided to go on Facebook, and somebody was having a live video, and they were just asking people to send in their songs, and it was just like a smash or pass type thing, like either it's lit or it's not. And I shared the live feed and sent in my song, and from there he heard it. He was one of the people in the group that was actually there listening to the songs and commenting as well. And so from there he messaged me, and it just went on from there.
Business, networking. That's funny how that came about. I got to meet JP. Shout out to you. Thank you so much for trusting me with your artist. He's also under Air Candy Radio. He's our first time artist. So shout out to JP for that. And we're looking forward to working with you, making big things happen with the both of y'all. Right now, we're just going to go to a quick song, real quick. Thank you so much to Kid Next Door for being on Air Candy Radio, more specifically Wayne Fuse. So right now,
thank you.
She my number one, I don't need nothing on the side. Said that I was done for good and don't want no more lies. but my phone be blowing up, temptations on my line. I stare at the screen a while before I press decline. But she plants a seed and it still lingers in my mind. Told myself I'm strong enough to shake it and I'm trying. But I'm only human, I know loving you's a crime. If I take this cookie now, one day I'll do the time.
Slip me a Xanny at once. Somebody. I got the earth and the blunt.
Smoke.
I get the skirt when I want.
Girl.
I get the skirt when I want.
Girl.
Due to the money aroma.
Somebody.
My girl, she got a diploma.
Smoke.
She got white written all over. She got white written all over. All a nigga know is how to fuck a good thing up. Run from the pain, sip lean, smoke tree up. When I'm in your town, press town, hit me up. When I'm in your town, press town, hit me up. Only if you down and you slurp good D up. If the work good, I'll be back for the re-up. Hate when I creep in the phone, wake me up. Fake like I'm sleep, knowing damn well I be up. Monkey on my back and I walk 100 miles. Guilt make a nigga feel fake when he smile. Love get confused in the mind of a child. Cause love wouldn't lie like I lie and it's wild. Wanna have my cake and another cake too. Even if the baker don't bake like you. Even when the flavor don't taste like you. So I'm back mobbing with the late night crew. All in your mind with fears that would come true. Back of my mind, the back of my mind was you. Wishing that I could blind myself from view. And only advice for you. Flip me a Xanny at once.
Somebody.
I got the earth and the blunt.
Smoke.
I get the skirt when I want.
Skirt.
I get the skirt when I want.
Skirt.
Due to the money aroma.
Somebody.
My girl, she got a diploma.
Smoke.
She got white written all over. She got white written all over. I'm a fake nigga and it's never been clearer. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. I'm a fake nigga and it's never been clearer. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror.
She my number one, I don't need nothing on the side. Said that I was done for good and don't want no more lies. But my phone be blowing up, temptations on my line. I stare at the screen a while before I press decline. But she plants a seed and it still lingers in my mind. Told myself I'm strong enough to shake it and I'm trying. But I'm only human, I know loving you's a crime. If I take this cookie now, one day I'll do the time.
I love her, I don't wanna lose her. I'm selfish, I know that I use her. My ego gets stroked and I bruise her. My ego gets stroked and I bruise her. My actions, I know they confuse her. At home, I look happy as usual. On the road, on my Mac, I'm a chooser. I'm an addict, I'm masking it.
Kevin's hard.
They tell me what's done in the dark will find a way to shine. I done did so much that when you see, you might go blind. What's done in the dark will always find a way to shine. I done did so much that when you see, you might go blind.
We're back. I've been recently doing my thing with, I've been picking up speaking engagements. I've been taking people a little bit more serious with wanting to hear my story. So I just recently had a speaking engagement this week, and it brought me in contact with our next person who will be coming in to tell you what they're all about, what they're doing, and at this upcoming event that I'll be speaking at next weekend. So I'm a little excited about that, telling my story and getting paid to do that. Like, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Right. And then hopefully that will put me in touch with some other people who want me to share my story elsewhere. But supposed to be a lot of people. It's going to be a big turnout next week, and I'm really excited about that. So that's what we're going to be doing in between seasons of Wayne's Views, because y'all know next Friday is my last episode of season one of Wayne's Views. My last episode next week. Womp, womp, womp. The season almost over.
So you know we got to turn up for Wayne, y'all.
Yes, next Friday we'll be having a Friday flashback takeover. Me and Tasha T will be combining our shows next Friday, and we're going to have a day party, and we're just going to celebrate that entire day. We're supposed to be having some performances in at the studio. Come in and show us some love next week. We don't have any, what time? Her show starts at 11 a.m., and mine ends at 9. So from
11 to
9. 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yep. Yeah. Work.
We're gonna be partying all day next Friday.
Yeah.
So right now I'm gonna get Miss Lily online to talk about this upcoming event next week.
What you doing, girl?
Miss Lily, welcome to Wayne's Views. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Wayne.
Not a problem. So just go ahead and tell the viewers what it is exactly that we're putting on next week.
Okay. I'm with an organization that's been around for over 30 years called the Akronades Collaborative. And September the 2nd at Hardesty Park, we're hosting Family Black Pride, saluting famous LGBTQ African American. And this is about LGBTQ and their family. We're not doing a pride parade or walk. We're just embracing our family and having our family come down, because regardless, they're still our family, and we want to have that time to share. There'll be prevention organizations there. We'll be doing testing. There'll be a live stage show. ISIS is performing. It's just a family affair to have fun and fellowship.
Yeah. Now, who are among some of the names that we may know? What are some familiar names that we may know who might be in this community, among this community?
I don't have the exact lineup for me, but Javon Cheatham, she helped bring in some of the stars, because we just didn't want to focus on our gay men. We wanted to bring our sisters in and our transgender in. So we'll have a variety of our family coming in to make this happen.
Awesome. And what's the turnout? How many people do we expect to be there?
Well, you know, it is open to the public. We expect anywhere from 100 to 250 people. It was a nice showing last year, and there'll be food vendors. The vendors will be selling food. There'll be line dancing and, you know, other performance besides our diva show.
Right. And where is it located, just for the people, and how can they find more information on it?
It's going to be held September the 2nd at Hardesty Park, and that is in West Akron, in the Wallhaven area, behind the that's Marco's Pizza there. West Market and Exchange, they cross. It's like the cross streets, almost like a 5 point. And Hawkins is right in that area.
Yeah. All right. And we just thank you so much. This is one of our newest sponsors who will be whose app will be listed on our website. So if you need more information, it will be listed a little bit after the show. So thank you so much, Ms. Lily, for being with us tonight.
Oh, and one more thing. On September the 11th, we have a bus going to the Lynching Museum, the Equal Justice, Peace and Justice Project in Montgomery, Alabama. We'll leave on the 11th and return on the 13th of September, leaving from Wooster-Hawkins Plaza. That's $300 per person. That includes your complimentary breakfast at the hotel and your round trip hotel expenses.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I definitely want to see if that can fit my schedule, because that's interesting. All right. Well, again, Ms. Lily, for being with us.
Thank you, Wayne, for having me. God bless everybody.
Thanks.
Love you.
See you soon. Love you back.
Bye bye.
Right. My schedule was pretty full. Right. I knew that day sounded familiar.
I'm like, oh, that sounds cool.
Right.
Then I'm like, oh, no, I got American Idol.
Yeah, one of Ear Candy's will be auditioning for, I think this is like season 12.
I don't know. I gotta check my email.
Well, she'll be auditioning for American Idol. So send good vibes her way because she's going to take a tour of this.
I sure am. Make sure y'all tune in and watch the coming for American Idol.
I should put her on blast and we should start singing in here just so she can get a hang of it. Put her on blast.
Nobody better not. Okay.
We're going to get it together, y'all.
Yeah.
But right now, we're going to go to another song. Y'all know I got to play this on every show. My Nick Cannon song. Nick Cannon was Jeremiah with Dream Girl.
Here we go. Away.
Tell a bitch now I don't want to get up. Ain't over my ex yet, never. Still think about her every time I get up. Paparazzi always ask me why I left her. That's none of your motherfucker business. These niggas out here can't help us. Undercover dream lovers that been us. Got me smoking them fumes at dinner. Had to tell the young bitch shut up.
Because I'm still thinking about Keisha. And she's still tripping off Tina. And I'm trying to turn up in Ibiza. And I ain't want to leave for a visa. Gave me so many fucking reasons. Got the whole world thinking I'm a cheater. Got the whole world thinking I'm a cheater.
I still dream about you, baby.
Still dream about you, baby.
Ain't it something how you hate
ain't
me?
Ain't something how you
pretending I don't give a fuck lately.
Pretend
who you sleeping on if it ain't me? You're my dream girl.
Get up. You know I make it more better. Them blues you got me singing bye bye. And my dreams are getting wetter. Crying at night in a bedroom. Where we used to do it together. Banging and banging them headboards. And your head was better than Jessica.
Had to tell the young bitch, shut up, shut up. Cause I'm still thinking about Keisha. And she's still tripping off Tina. And I'm trying to turn up in Ibiza. And I ain't wanna leave for a visa. Gave me so many fucking reasons. Got the whole world thinking I'm a cheater. Got the whole world thinking I'm a cheater.
I still dream about you, baby.
Still dream about you, baby.
Ain't it something how you hate
ain't
me?
Something how you
pretending I don't give a fuck lately.
Pretending
who you sleeping on if it ain't.
On the line with me, do you smoke broccoli? Would you really put your heart in me?
Yeah.
Would you really do your job with me?
She can't sleep another night lonely.
No, no sleep.
She said, hold your arms real tight around me.
Be so tight.
I said, fuck what you ever heard about me. Just take your clothes off now and get in those sheets. I'ma give your ass a wet dream.
RIP
be the B.I.G. Classic shit. I'm looking for a nigga to get some babies. A handful of Weezy, sprinkle of JP. Man, I ain't got no type like Jimmy and Sway Lee. But if he can't fuck three times a night, I tried to fuck 50 for a powerful hour. But all that nigga wanna do is talk power for hours. Beat the pussy up, make sure it's a KO. Step your banks up like you moving that yayo. Somebody go and make sure Carucci okay though. I heard she think I'm trying to get a coochie to Quavo. They always wanna beat it up, goon up the pussy. Man, maybe I should let him auto-tune up the pussy. All these Bow Wow challenge niggas lying and shit. Many Fetty Wap niggas say I am my shit. Drake wants the 100 million, always buying me shit. But I don't know if the pussy red though if he crying and shit. Meek still be in my DMs, I be having to duck him.
I used to pray for times like this.
Face ass when I fuck him. Man, Uzi is my baby, he ain't taking the L. But he took it literally when I said go to hell. Used to fuck with Young Thug, I ain't addressing this shit. Caught him in my dressing room, still in dresses and shit. I used to kid this nigga with the lisp testers and shit. How you want the pussy, can't say your S's and shit.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Remember when I used to have a crush on Special Ed? Shout out Designer, cause he made it out of Special Ed. You wanna fuck me, you gotta get some special head. Cause this pussy had these niggas on some special meds. Like Mike Tyson, he was biting my shit. Talking about, yo, why you got these niggas fighting this shit? Wanna real, I should make these niggas scrap for the pussy. Young and main Lady Luck, get the strap for this pussy. And I would've had Odell Beckham banging the cake. Till I saw him hopping out of cars, dancing to Drake. I've been a five-star bitch, man. Words to Gotti. I'ma do that nigga Future dirty, words to Scotty. Had to cancel DJ Khaled, boy, we ain't speaking. Ain't no fat nigga telling me what he ain't eating. YG in the game with the hammer yelling gang gang. This ain't what I meant when I said a gang bang. Tekashi won the Minaj, I said Treyway. Curved him and went to Kim and Kanye way. M cop the Barbie dream house and you can play the part. I ain't trying to bust it open in the trailer park.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing.
You know I'm